Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome to show number 5 of the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Thank you guys for listening tonight. I'm your host, Paul Meadors, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. For the next hour, we're going to be talking pure Fresno Pacific University athletics. This week, we have members of the FPU women's basketball team. Head coach Tim Beauregard joins us, along with Olivia Garcia, Aaliyah Sewell, Jayla Green, and Jasmine Hugh, all local girls who I had the pleasure to watch play high school basketball. Olivia from Buchanan, Aaliyah from Clovis West, Jayla from Central, and Jasmine from Clovis High. Just how can four girls from the track come together for one purpose? They'll share their own stories, how they came to FPU, and the impact that they've had on each other's life. All right, so every show we do a little recap of the things that have gone on at Fresno Pacific University. At the end of the show, it's going to be all the good stuff that's going to be happening this week, and there's also going to be some really cool questions from the Fresno Pacific University students that are going to be asked of the girls and coach. So here's a recap of the things that have gone on the last week. Well, women's volleyball went 2-1 on their homestand. They swept Menlo College 3-0 on the back of Hoover High's Michaela Smith's 10 kills and 3 blocks. Then on Saturday, they took down Dominican University 3-0 as well. Minaret's Claire Carrippo, former guest on the show, recorded a season-high 14 kills, and Cambria Waits continued to show her leading role on the team, distributing 36 assists. But on Monday, the Lady Birds fell hard in a 5-set thriller against PacWest Conference newcomer Vanguard University. The men's water polo team competed in the Lancer Joust Tournament in SoCal over the weekend and lost a couple of close contests against Cal Baptist and the University of Toronto. Freshman Cristiano Sandino from Clovis West stepped up against Cal Baptist and scored a pair of goals in that encounter. Sanger High's Chase Hames recorded or made 32 saves in goal in the tournament. Then yesterday, they took down Merced College 25-5 in an exhibition game at Sunnyside High. In soccer, men's and women were in action again on the road, traveling down to Santa Barbara to play conference rival Westmont. The women's side lost a close battle 1-0 with Monique Navarez continuing to show her talent in goal, recording 8 saves in the game. The men's team dropped a close one as well, falling 2-1. Chris Macias scored his 3rd goal of the season for the Birds. Yesterday, they took on UC Santa Cruz in a non-conference game at home and drew a 1-1 tie. Clovis North's Brian Lopez, also a past guest on the show, scored the lone goal for FPU in that one. All right, so there's a recap of all the good things that are happening at Fresno Pacific University. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the women's basketball team. They're here in studio. Coach Tim Beauregard joins us along with Olivia Garcia and Jayla Green. They're sitting right in front of me. Can't wait for you guys to hear their great stories and hear about the wonderful program at Fresno Pacific University. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Meadors on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Fresno Pacific women's basketball in the house right now. We have Coach Tim Beauregard. Oh my gosh, I already ruined it.
You're okay.
What's one of the questions is, when's the last time somebody butchered your name publicly?
5 seconds ago.
5 seconds ago. All right, Beauregard.
Beauregard, yeah.
There we go. Got it. All right, Olivia Garcia, Liv, and Jayla Green. All right, girls. So how excited and coach are you to be here today talking about your life story, college basketball, and all the good stuff? Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 100, where are we at?
Oh, right now I'm sitting at 100.
You're sitting at 100? 100.
Like, this is my first time. I'm excited.
All right.
I'm going to have to say 95 only because if I mess up, I know I'm going to get clowned on by my team.
Who's yeah. It's true. This is live.
She's
is
hedging live her bet a little bit.
This isn't a podcast. We can't go back and edit like how I mispronounced Coach's name. All right. So, Coach, how pumped are you about this? This is a cool deal, right?
You know, anytime I get the opportunity to highlight these amazing young women and what they've built, I jump on it. And so I'm super excited that there's some people out there that get to learn what I know, and that's how amazing this group is.
So I had Coach C.J. Haydock on talking about the men's program and where they are with practices and scrimmages and the first game and all that stuff. So, Coach, where's Fresno Pacific at with the women's program? You guys just came back from practice, right? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys ramping it up, right?
Yeah, we're ramping up, right? That's it. And so we'll play exhibition October 28th at home. People can come out and watch that against UC Merced. And then we'll play Fresno State on November 4th.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I already signed the contract for next year's game, and I think it's the third, so I got a little confused. But we'll play there, and hopefully we can get a lot of people out to the Save Mart Center and enjoy that one. And then we're hosting opening weekend, so that second weekend in November, we're hosting a tournament. So, yeah, it's go time.
The Fresno Pacific, is that Save Mart Center?
Yeah,
we play Fresno State at Save Mart Center.
Yeah,
right?
Every year we'll play there at Save Mart, which is a ton of fun. So we're looking forward to that. So yeah, the season is upon us, and our practices reflect that. If you walk in, a good chunk of our practices right now we're scrimmaging, and so it's a lot of fun.
All right, so just today, right? It finally feels like fall and decent weather and a little bit of rain. But summer workouts. I want to ask both the girls. Liv, we'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
What did summer look like for you? What was training like? Did you move back home and all that stuff? So what did summer look like, mm-hmm. you preparing for the season?
Yeah, so I lived at home over summer, got to hang out with my family a lot. But majority of my summer was at the Fresno City Open Gyms, actually, with mm-hmm. Jayla and Jasmine as well. I was also working for an internship, but...
Which she got a job offer for.
I did. I have a job offer waiting for me after I graduate.
Nice.
But yeah, just working, playing basketball, having fun, because last year got to go out with a bang and just give it all you got.
Jayla, what about you? What'd your summer look like?
Same thing. I went home immediately after school. And we're not really, Division II is not really allowed to practice like with our coaches. So we set up and scheduled open gyms and stuff at campus.
That's right.
And also at Fresno City had some as well.
All right.
So.
Well, tell me more about this open gym. So Fresno City Open Gym is just like show up, get your squad together, and winter stays on. I mean, what does that look like?
It's a class, actually, that Fletcher does, and so you actually have to kind of go through the process of registering for the class, and then he does a great job every summer of putting on some pretty high-quality basketball over the summer, and it's such a great thing for our locals when he has space to be able to go and play good structure basketball. Back in the day, it was Tesler. Tesler would run incredible open gyms for us, and we all benefited from that, and now Fletcher's done a good job of that for us.
What would the rest of your summer look like, Jayla?
Traveling.
Traveling?
Yes,
where would
I
you go?
I love to travel. So I went to Colorado this summer.
Who'd you go see, Jayla?
Yeah,
oh,
Jayla.
Stop it. So I went to go see... I went to go see LaBelle Bailey. But yeah, so just traveling and being around with family.
There on that one, huh?
Yeah, LaBelle Bailey is Jayla's friend. Boyfriend, and he plays for the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
And he was Fresno State's all-star defensive player last year. So
that's right. Okay. All right. So going back to Colorado, what's like, I've never been. So how would you describe Colorado? Like the beautiful mountains?
I would say for people who are retired, like that's the place to go. Like, I don't know. It's beautiful there. I haven't been there while it's snowing, so I don't know about all of that yet. I do not like the cold weather, but over summer, it was great.
That's awesome. All right, Liv. So everyone's got a story, a journey mm-hmm. from high school. I got to watch all you girls play in high school, and now here you are playing for Fresno Pacific. So what was your journey like to Fresno Pacific College from Buchanan High School?
Wasn't really anything crazy. I mean, junior year, I believe it was, I had gone on a visit, later got an offer, took that offer because I thought it was the best opportunity for myself as well as for my family. Going into high school, didn't get my senior year though. I did tear my ACL, so freshman year was kind of my first year back of playing basketball, but yeah, it's been the best decision that I've made for myself and for my family, and I have no regrets for it. Yeah. I've been enjoying the process.
That's a great answer. Jayla, what about you? You had a different journey, right? You've had quite a few stops on your way to Fresno Pacific. So what's your journey been like?
So straight out of high school, I graduated and then went to Stanislaus. And then I played there for 1 year. Then COVID hit. And then after COVID, I went to Fresno City. So then I have 1 year at Fresno City, and then thankfully got an offer here at Fresno Pacific where, I don't know, it's just been a blessing to be here, honestly. I can't complain.
All right, Coach. So now's the time we get to talk about these girls individually. What do they bring to the program on and off the court, and just talk about how much they mean to you and to the program?
Yeah, it's a complex question, mainly because there's too many parts of that question that would make me cry. So let me take a second. Yeah, we're so fortunate and so blessed. We have an incredible group of young women in our program that lead me on a daily basis more than I lead them. And I really do believe that, Liv being with us since, her freshman year and being a just transformational leader for us. In the way that she goes about her business, we've always called her such an adult since she was a freshman. But she has such a steadiness about her and, her voice and her leadership and her work ethic, her professionalism. We all just reap the benefits of her and have been for years. And, I joke all the time with all of them. I wish I could just keep them all forever. I don't want to graduate anybody this year. I have to graduate way too many of them. But Liv has been such a part of transforming our program and coming in a pretty good spot as a freshman and wanting more and pulling this program to the next level. And then I'm so blessed and so fortunate with Jayla and Pa coming in last year. I tell people all the time, I told them last week, a couple weeks ago, that there's no difference between the seniors that we have in our program that have been with me for 4 or 5 years and these two. I feel the exact same way. I feel like they've been with me for 5 or 6 years, and Jayla is one of the most joyous people that you can be around. Her smile illuminates the room, and she's just an incredible human being, and the fact that we were able to get her and have her come in and her put the fingerprints on this program in the short time that she's been here, but it is going to have a lasting effect on our program, just her style of leadership and how she serves her teammates and how she cares. And so, yeah, and these two are incredible. And there's another two sitting over there for the next segment that I'll say just as nice of things.
And Livia, I know you injured your knee, mm-hmm. right? And that was a big thing to come back from.
Yeah.
How has your play been on the court? Like, no restrictions? Like, you could do the things that in your mind that you're able to do? Like, on the court, what's that been like for the last few years and coming into this year?
Yeah, I definitely would say freshman year I had the knee brace, so I was a little restricted. But ever since then, probably like the first spring workouts, I haven't had the knee brace since, and I've just been playing free. I will say, though, I will avoid doing a spin move at any cost just because I know I can't do it, and that's also like how I kind of tore it, but... Everyone that does it looks so cool, and I'm so jealous. Shout out Lydia.
You do
if
other
you're
things that look very cool, though. You're all right.
I'm sure you'd hold your breath whenever she would make a move like that, right? Some type of spin, you're like, oh no, let's go get through that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like, injury is such a big part of our game, and when somebody coming back from a major injury like that, you're just wanting them to feel confident about their body and their movements. And what she didn't say is that she is at her absolute peak powers basketball wise right now because of the work that she put in to come back from the injury. And now, she's going to have the ball in her hands leading our team all year. And there's not a single person on our team that wouldn't feel confident with any move that she makes on the basketball court right now.
It looks, Tim, like this year, like it's primed for a really good year. Like, pieces are in place. You got great senior leadership. Girls have been in the program for a while. What's the ceiling for this year's team?
It's such a good question. I think from an outside perspective, people have the tendency to judge success by the numbers and the wins and the loss column. And we try really hard in our program to make it about way more important things than that. And so, that word just success, or what kind of success do you think about having this year? I know we're going to be incredibly successful this year because I know the things that we measure success by on a day-to-day basis. Things like, are you being the best version of yourself today, better than you were yesterday on and off the court? Are you chasing that better version of yourself every single day? And are you inspiring those around you to chase the best version of yourself every single day. We're going to kill that. We're going to succeed at those things. But that's not your question. Your question is, are we going to win? Are we going to win a good chunk of basketball games? Yeah. We have nine seniors.
Yeah.
We have nine players who are going to graduate at the end of this year. There is a professionalism and a veteranship that is present every day in everything we do, not just on the court, but in all the other ways. There's a sacrifice that they have made because they want to be the best version of themselves and they want this year to be special, and it's all right there in front of them. There's continuity and consistency, and we know what we can get from everybody on our roster because we challenged them all to be 3 to 5% better from last year, and all of them came in 7 or 8% better. So there's certainly reason to believe that our best basketball as a program can be this year.
It's all pointing in that direction,
right?
Isn't it?
And last year was a great year too. Yeah. And we lost some incredible leadership last year, but they led in a way that everybody else on our team this year could grow into that spot this year.
It's one of the great things that I've heard for every show that we've had here about the Fresno Pacific Athletic Department is the theme of community, the theme of being a great person. And that's one of the great things that I love about Fresno Pacific University. And it shows, absolutely shows, and all the student athletes that come in here and talk about their journeys and about what they love about Fresno Pacific. So I want to ask the girls now, I got to hear some stories, man. What are some great stories at Fresno Pacific that you had? Either it's like a bus ride. We're going to talk about food a little bit. Mm-hmm. On the court, off the court, in a class. Like, what's like a fun adventure story that pops into your mind?
The one that immediately just popped into my mind is, I believe it was last year or the year before, was our flight home from Hawaii. There was super bad turbulence, and after asking everyone like how they felt, the only person that said they had a chill reaction was Lydia, because she thought all the turbulence was fun, how we kept going, dropping, shaking, and I was just clenching onto my armrest because the lady next to me was asleep, like white knuckling the whole time. But yeah,
so she didn't realize that, yeah, this isn't a roller coaster. No. You're not going to come to a stop and get off like you could die.
You know, with
that
Lydia,
goes through everybody's mind. It's natural.
Yeah. Paul, wait until you meet Lydia. Yeah, Lydia is a different breed.
You never know with her.
Yeah, but she's the best.
Yeah.
Jayla, you got a story, an adventure story?
Well, I would have to take it back to our last game of the season.
Yeah.
Just being there, like, I haven't been in a championship ever before. So just being there was great. But honestly, like, when I saw Jazz, like, shooting all of her threes and, like, just being amazing, like, I don't know, just seeing her grow throughout the season that we had, that was the best part of being up in the Pacific for me. I don't know. I just love to see her.
That's wow. Jayla right there, yeah. Huh?
That's Jayla praising Jasmine over there in the corner.
Talking about her teammates. So what is the go-to? So we talked about food off air, right? Mentioned a little bit. Like, you guys have a go-to before games, after games? You guys sticking together? Like, what are some great food places you guys have discovered?
Some places that we do like to go to are Heirloom sometimes, or I know a lot of girls like to go to Anessa as well.
Mm-hmm. I think for breakfast, I would say like the Rio Cafe or Uncle Harry's.
Oh, yes.
We love Uncle Harry's.
We do that for pregame quite often.
Yeah.
And then when we travel, I think that's the best part, is that we have our spots when we travel to the Bay Area. We have our Cuban sandwich place that we really like. We always have our delis in each place. There's Surfside Deli in San Diego that we always eat pregame and really enjoy. And so kind of we've figured out everywhere we go, we have two or three really good options, and we like to eat good food.
Yeah.
No, you have to, right? And I think all of these food places that we've mentioned over the shows from this last month, they got to give us some sponsorship, right?
Yes.
We're mentioning these names, so we got to get some gift cards or something. Yeah. All right, so again, this is something else we talked about. Maybe we'll talk in the next segment as well. So you guys necessarily didn't play against each other, right? So we got Central, we got Buchanan, we got Clovis West and Clovis High. And you guys were trying to figure out, okay, right, did we play in the championship game against each other? Like, what's it been like, Olivia? Let's ask you first. Like, what's it been like with girls that you competed against or that you maybe knew about, maybe didn't play travel ball with, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, she's joining Fresno Pacific? Like, she's coming here? Okay, let's all right, let's discover what this person's all about. Was that kind of the case, or was it like, oh yeah, I'm so excited this person's coming? What's that been like?
Yeah, I was kind of like discovering who they are, because like I knew of them, and obviously they're all a little bit older than me. But I, if I'm being honest, I don't remember playing against Jayla when we were playing Central. Maybe because I just didn't guard the post. But right. Aaliyah, I remember seeing her a couple times on the court just because we would always have to guard shooters. And then Jasmine, I remember playing against her my freshman year at home. But yeah, when I remember in high school, like, Jasmine was like the best point guard, like, and I she doesn't know this, but I actually looked up to her in high school.
A lot of people did.
But yeah, I no beef, anything. If anything, I was just trying to learn who they are because I knew of them, but I've never talked to them until I came to college. So shout out to Tim for doing that for us.
Way to go, Tim. Jayla,
yeah,
what about
also
you?
Same, no beef with anyone. But
how can anybody have a beef with you, though?
Right.
No, nobody.
It's not
you
possible.
You
got to
be an evil person.
Yeah.
Right. I've known Aaliyah. We played on the same AAU team. She's a year younger than me, so she was on a younger team than I was. But I do remember playing against her. Jazz, I played against for all 4 years of high school, probably 3 years of high school. Yeah. And then Liv, I remember seeing her, but I don't actually remember, like, playing on a court together, but I've definitely saw her before I came to you before.
What's your favorite class? What are you guys major right now? And what's your favorite class at Fresno Pacific?
I'm a kinesiology major right now, general emphasis, and my favorite class would be biomechanics.
Yes. All right, tell me about that.
Oh, it's
let's go.
It's tough. It's hard, but I love the labs, and I like the labs that we do, and you get to learn just like new things that I've never seen or learned before. I didn't even know biomechanics was a class until now. So I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting.
All right. Libby, what about you?
I'm an accounting major, and favorite class right now would have to be my financial statement analysis class. Shocker. But yeah, Excel sheets. They hate to see me come.
Well, and you got what? That's the line of work that you're going to get in, right?
Yeah.
So you already got
a job. And we have a whole little Excel crew on our team with Jim now.
Yeah, we have a new assistant coach who likes Excel as much as me and Liv do. So now it's the three of us. It's just been me and Liv nerding out on Excel for years.
I cannot get with Excel. Like, I just best. Cannot.
Shirts coming this year.
I'm always searching on YouTube to figure it out. Like, I just can't get with it.
What do you put in these Excel spreadsheets? What are you doing with these?
Oh, I mean,
anything and everything?
Yeah, it stresses them out all the time because we'll start film and they'll see how many windows I have open on my computer. And it's like 30 and there's just, Excel for everything from budget to travel to scholarships to everything. Everything's in Excel for me. I love it.
You color code it and everything?
Absolutely. Well, actually, my daughter loves that now. So my daughter's big thing is if I'm working on an Excel spreadsheet, she knows that she can color code it. So she'll kind of go through and do that. So a lot of my spreadsheets, she has color coded.
All right. We got another minute here. So girls, let's talk about goals for the year, right? Mm-hmm. Coach talked about, wins and losses, are just kind of a byproduct of what's going on with the program, but it's much bigger, right? So goals for you on and off the court, Jayla, for this year, what do you hope to get out of Fresno Pacific and being on the basketball team this year?
To get out of Fresno Pacific, I just hope to be the best version of myself for me and my team. And as a leader of nine, it's a lot of us leading at one time. So I just hope to be able to, stay level-headed even when things get crazy or if things look bad on the court, like be able to just like take control of the team and like help us figure it out together. Off the court, all I can think about is basketball right now. Like that's all I have right now is basketball. I'm not really sure about off the court, but off the court, just I don't know, just continue to keep being the best version of myself, like I said before, staying positive and seeking my teammates whenever I need them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. What about you, Liv?
Similar to what Jayla said, just trying to be the best version of myself every day and just taking advantage of every opportunity that the game and Tim presents to us, just because, you know, we all know that coming March, like, most of us are not going to play basketball again after this. So I'm just enjoying it now because, I mean, I can play in a rec league, but, like, it's not going to be the same without these girls that I have with me right now. And then off the court, just getting ready to get a degree, trying to be an adult, which is kind of scary, but, I mean, like you said, I mean, I can seek my teammates if I have any questions because I know that everyone's going to have different experiences that we can all learn something from.
You're all going through this together. All right? Mm-hmm. This is a stage of life that you guys have been blessed with. Awesome. Olivia Garcia, Jayla Green, thank you guys for coming on. We're going to bring in a couple more girls after the break. Obviously, thanks to Tim. He's going to join us, too. We got Aaliyah Sewell coming up and Jasmine Hugh. This is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back. We just had a great segment with the Fresno Pacific University women's basketball team, and we got a couple more players to join us. Obviously, Tim Beauregard, the head coach, does a fantastic job. 10 years, coach.
Yeah.
10 years. I want to talk about it in just a second, but we got Aaliyah Sewell from Clovis West, now Fresno Pacific. She's got a great journey story to tell us. And Jasmine Hugh, who we're finding out off air about all these great things about Jasmine. Everyone looked up to Jasmine
Papa.
Throughout her high school career. And now at Fresno Pacific, she's shaking her head. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. But we're going to hear that from them in just a second. But Tim, so this is your 10th year at Fresno Pacific University. I want to talk about the motto that you guys have. You gave me a shirt here, and I always love swag, so thanks for this. So Dream Chasers Only. You've had that around your program for a while. So what does that mean to you?
You know, it can be a myriad of nuanced things, and then it kind of full circles back. And, you know, we were talking off air, and I think our players always say it the best, and you've already heard it a couple of times. It's people that chase the best version of themselves every single day on and off the court and in the community. We have a couple of things that we have underneath that. We call it TPAS, but toughness, professionalism, authenticity, and spirit. So to fit into our program, you have to be a dream chaser, and it's literally the way we recruit, is that people have to fit that ethos of being a dream chaser and chase the best version of themselves, because that's not for everybody. It's very uncomfortable for certain people to look at themselves every single day and try to figure out ways they can get better, and we really care about that in our program, and we want people who want to help themselves chase that best version, but also encourage the people next to them. And I'm so thankful that the years of us recruiting those types of young women have resulted in them establishing such a cornerstone in our community with our program and our culture, and the way that they serve each other on a day-to-day basis is where you see that the most.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you've brought some amazing women to talk about their journeys and what Fresno Pacific means to them. Incredible basketball players as well. And I'm sitting across from Jasmine. I remember Jasmine, you as a freshman, I remember you playing basketball, and you were just so steady on the court and just a great shooter as well. And you led by example out there. We're finding out lots of things about you too off air about how everybody looked up to you. But talk about your journey to Fresno Pacific, graduating from Clovis High. You know, what does that look like, and what does Fresno Pacific mean to you?
Oh, yeah. So my senior year of high school, I actually tore my ACL very early on in the season, which it really sucked for me because I was actually the only senior on my team. And it's funny to look back at now. During that time, I actually didn't want to play college basketball or volleyball. I was playing volleyball at the time. And then when I tore my ACL, the Fresno City coaches, volleyball and basketball, they still decided to recruit me, and I decided, you know, like, this isn't where my career is going to end, and so I decided to play there, and I actually played only beach volleyball over there, and then basketball I was there for 4 years, actually, because, my freshman year of college, I had my torn ACL, so I was rehabbing, and then the second year was COVID, and then I spent my last 2 years over there, and I loved it, and then Coach Beauregard decided to recruit me, and
it's maybe the first time you've ever called me that.
Coach Tim, we call him Tim, but yes, I'm very thankful, and I'm having a blast. So.
Yeah. All right. Good. Aaliyah, what about you? You had an interesting journey as well.
Yes.
You found your way to the right spot.
Yes. Yes. So my journey, I have a trend of transferring apparently. So I did 2 years at Emmanuel, my freshman and sophomore there, and I transferred my junior and senior year to finish at Clovis West. And then after that, I committed to Cal State Bakersfield. I did 2 years there as well. And then I transferred to Fresno Pacific and found my way back home, thanks to Tim. So yeah, and it's been nothing but an amazing experience, not just only with him, but also with my teammates. And I'm happy that I made the decision that I did.
All right, great answer. These girls are so professional. And you're closing your eyes right now, Coach. I want you to speak about each of these two girls that we just heard from. We heard from their journeys, and they all have unique stories to tell. And I'm sure you can remember the time when they said, yeah, we're going to come. We're going to come play for you. We're committed to university. So what do they mean to their to your program?
Yeah, there's a common thread, right, of the type of people that we go after. You know, we often say when we're recruiting, I want to recruit people I can lose with, not just people that we can win with. And those types of people, they're transformational in the way that they approach their day-to-day, the struggles that they've gone through, the ups and downs in life, and getting stronger and solidifying who you are as a leader on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I've known Aaliyah since she was a young buck. And I actually still remember when she called me, because it was between us and Bakersfield. And I remember when she called me and told me she was going to go to Bakersfield. And I was so proud of her. And I was so happy for her and excited for her journey, when we don't mass recruit at all. And so it puts us in a bit of a bind at times, because we recruit the people that we want and we don't recruit 50 for two spots or whatnot. And I sleep well at night because of that. But it also means that when we recruit someone, if they decide not to come to us, we are still a huge fan because of the people that we recruit. And so I remember just rooting for Aaliyah so much. And when it came time for her to come home, she knew that she had a home. And that was really important to me. And thankful that she's here with us and been such a big part of, our program the last couple of years. And then, yeah, you said it with Pa, like everybody in the community knows Pa. Basketball's a part of that, which helped her get recognized from a lot of people, and a lot of people looked up to her, but it's way more because of the person that she is. The steadiness that she has on a day-to-day basis, the things that she cares about every day are the things that I hope my daughter cares about every day when she's Pa's age. And she's just an absolute light in all of our lives. And so, yeah, these are another two. And, you know, our team's listening on the radio, and I think they all know that, you know, next time we come, I'm going to bring 4, 5, 6 more. And you're going to hear some of the same things, because these are the types of people that lead our program every single day. And we're in a good space and a good spot because of them and their leadership.
I didn't ask the first group this question, but if you guys could go back, Jasmine, you said your senior year, right? It was lost due to an injury. But if you go back and talk to yourself your senior year of high school, knowing the experiences that you've gone through and where you sit today, like, what would you tell yourself?
I think, talking to my senior self, I would say that everything works out. And I think that year was actually really tough for me, that whole senior year, because my mom actually got diagnosed with breast cancer. And so I thought, like, my whole world was falling apart. And I think, just if I were to say something to her, I would say that, you know, you get through everything, and everything comes to you for a reason, and it only makes you stronger. And, like, I've gone through so many other things ever since then, and every single time something happens, I know that I can get through it. So yeah, that's what I would tell myself.
All right, Leah, what about you? What would you tell yourself if you could go back?
Surprisingly, I wouldn't tell myself anything, because I wouldn't want to change it or have it any other way. If I could tell myself the year that I transferred, maybe. But we joke about this all the time, because I say maybe if I would have committed to Fresno Pacific initially, it would have been a different outcome for me. But honestly, looking back on it and maturing now and looking back on it, I think that that's the reason why I look at it in a more positive and grateful sense, is because I learned so much there, not only on the court but off the court, that I probably wouldn't see if I didn't go through those 2 years at a different university. So yeah.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Great stuff. All right. J- Jasmine, like, what is your, let's talk about basketball a little bit. Like, how do you see your game? Because I remember you shooting some calm three-pointers in the corner and nailing it and, you know, being a savvy guard like you are. So describe your game.
I think in high school I was more of just the point guard, and I would hit open shots and stuff. But, yeah, I was the only senior my senior year, and I had to step into that leadership role and really, like, handle the ball a lot. And then at Fresno City, I was off the ball more, so I was able to shoot more and create for myself. And then at Fresno Pacific, last year I was more of just a shooter, and then this year I think I'm stepping more into a role of, like, ball handler, shooter-esque. So, yeah.
A little bit, expanding your game a little bit more.
Yeah.
All right. What about you?
I think at Clovis West and Emmanuel as well, I think I was, like, a combo guard. So I dribbled the ball a lot more. Obviously a shooter too, but I think kind of a little bit of everything. And then when I got to Bakersfield, D1, where they have, like, everyone kind of has their one specific role that they do, because we don't need to do five good things, just do one good thing. So I just became a standstill shooter. And then now, when I'm at Fresno Pacific, I'm a four who can shoot the three and put the ball on the floor. So it's kind of like a full circle moment.
Hey, freedom. Freedom yes. on the court.
You and pass.
And passing.
Let's go. Her passing
better.
Has gotten
yes,
better.
Yes. So, yeah.
And you have two rings at Clovis West, right?
I have two rings at West, and I think two rings at Emmanuel or one ring at Emmanuel.
Yeah. Do you know where those rings are?
No. I think I no, I don't actually.
All right, don't let Campbell hear that. Don't
yeah.
let Campbell.
Yeah,
you need, you need to find them.
Yeah, I need to find them immediately. Actually, yeah.
And you told a fun story. You were at Azusa Pacific before you came here, Coach. What your daughter just. Found your ring?
Oh,
was it just,
yeah. My wife said that my daughter.
Won a national championship.
Yeah, we won a national championship in 2011, and my daughter found that ring the other day and was asking my wife about it, and I guess she didn't know about it, so it was my wife was telling her. But yeah, that was such a fun journey, right? I mean, to end the season with a win in college is in playoffs and a win is pretty miraculous, and it was a great feeling. I was blessed to be a part of it.
That's awesome. All right, we got a couple minutes here, and then Pablo's going to ask you guys some questions. I got to know your major favorite class right now, Jasmine. What do you got?
I'm majoring in biology, and my favorite class, so we have to do this practicum thing, and it's actually where you just get experience in the healthcare field. And I am working with I'm volunteering at a hospice home, actually, and I just saw, like, a 102-year-old lady last week, and I was
for her
hanging
birthday.
Out with her. Yeah, it was her birthday, and it's, like, super fun. I get to hang out with a bunch of cool, awesome people, so.
That's what you want to do? What do you want to have a career in?
I want to be a DO, so I'm planning on going to medical school after this, gosh. But yes.
Of course you are. Awesome. All right, Leah, what about you?
I'm a business finance major. My favorite class would probably have to be any international finance classes. I think just seeing how the world works financially in other countries is kind of cool. And then also being able to just, like, see the numbers and the differences between the two. I'm trying to think.
Career-wise?
Oh, yes. Career-wise, I want to be a real estate agent.
Look at that.
So that is the goal.
Crunch the numbers.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, this is a portion of the show where we are going to go to Pablo right now, Zubieta. He's got some questions for the girls. He's got a little, talking about the future of Fresno Pacific, what they're going to do this week. So, Pablo, you got some questions for the girls, and they're going to lean in and go ahead and fire away.
Thanks, Paul, for introducing me. I'm so happy to be back with you today. And to be able to ask questions to members of such an important program for Fresno Pacific. So the questions today are coming from the men's basketball program, from some of the players and coach CJ Haydock. So I'm going to start off by asking Jayla. This question comes from Ryan Abbott. So after last year's success in your program, how determined are you to back it all up this year, to run it back?
So after last year's success, I think that was actually, like, a crazy year for all of us. Being able to make it to the championships, go overtime, with Azusa and then fall short just a little bit. I think we're all pretty determined to come back, and everyone has a chip on their shoulder and we want to do it again. We lost two from last year's team and we still have all nine. So I think it's going to be a great year for us.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I see how strong and united you all are, and I can't wait to see what's to come. So the next question is also from Ryan Abbott, and it's going to be for Olivia. So which of your teammates has impressed you the most in their growth this year?
I would say Anissa and Bree. Obviously, everyone on the team, though, has impressed me this year. But Anissa and Bree are my standouts just because when you're on the court with them, like, you just get this feeling of calmness, like, especially when that shot clock's winding down. Like, if they're on the squad, on the team with you, then – like, you know, we're going to get a bucket or we're going to get a stop.
Definitely. I agree. And there's something about seniority that just the experience on the court. I'm sure for you it looks way different once you're on the court with them. So the next question comes from Ryan Abbott. It's for Aaliyah. So what do you think is the most important factor in having a successful team this season?
I think the most important factor for us is our focus. I think saying no to the things we need to say no to stay focused for the duration of an entire season. And I don't think that that started the day practice started for us. I think that started in the summertime and even towards the end of season last year. So continue to stay focused on the goal at hand is the most important thing for us this season.
Yeah, I mean, we can see the behind the scenes being such a small community. I mean, you girls are dream chasers, and you definitely work hard. And, well, talking about work, I think we're going to ask Jazz here. She just touched on how she's going to develop her game this year, becoming more of a ball handler as well as shooter, how we saw you last year. So coming from Gabe Cuyet, the question is, what is the work you put in to develop, even coming into your last season here? Like, what's the work that you put into to keep improving your game?
Yeah, I think this being my last year, I spent this whole summer just in the gym, shooting, working on my ball handling, and, you know, playing at, like, local open gyms and stuff. And I think there's so much importance on stressing. Like, this is my last year of basketball, and I think pouring everything, every ounce of energy that I have into this last year is just so important for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's... thank you for that. I think the team will feed off your experience and your energy. And the last question is for you, Coach. It comes from Coach CJ Haydock. So could you share your biggest sources of inspiration and learning that continue to mold your leadership style with your team?
Yeah, there's so many people that have been kind to me throughout the years, but, you know, my wife and my daughter are incredible and consistently there for me every night. But the true answer to that question is this team and the young women that I get to spend time with every year. I'm so fortunate to be able to recruit a like-minded individuals that care about the right things every single day. And oftentimes I am led by them so much more than they are led by me on a day-to-day basis. It's the easiest thing in the world is to come to work and walk in the gym or sit in my office and have these conversations with these people who care about the right things and hold me accountable and show up every single day for me. It's incredibly inspiring, and it's worth emptying the gas tank and giving them everything I have because that's what they do every day for each other and for me.
Appreciate that, Coach. Yeah, your team culture and program is definitely one that all of FPU looks up to. You have something special, and you're probably the heart of it. So we really appreciate what you do for FPU. And before we wrap up with Paul, I'm going to mention what's coming up this week. At home, we have women's volleyball facing Azusa, Pacific, and Westmont back-to-back in the Special Event Center the 18th and the 19th. This next Friday and Saturday, both at 5 p.m. Also, next week, soccer is back for the PacWest Conference play at home against William Jessup University. Next Wednesday at Ramirez Field, the men kick off at 5 and the women will go at 7:30. Admission for all FPU games is $10 for fans 18 and over. And for 17 and under, it is free. And with that, we're back to you, Paul.
All right. Thank you, guys. We got about another minute here with you guys before got to say goodbye. But thank you guys for coming on. That was awesome. It's such a treat. Again, Tim, remind us of your games coming up, PacWest schedule. You mentioned the scrimmage against Fresno State, but you got something before that, right?
Yeah, UC Merced, October 28th will be our first kind of game that fans can come to at the Special Event Center, and that's a 5:30 exhibition. And then we're hosting our opening weekend tournament on the 8th and the 9th of November. Will be our first D2 games. And then remember that Monday, November 4th at Fresno State game at the Save Mart Center, which is always a ton of fun.
It's fun. It's a ton of fun. Yeah. I've gone to those games every year. So looking forward to that. Thank you guys so much for coming in. This was a lot of fun. Thanks to Jorge Rodriguez for producing the show, Coach Tim Beauregard, Olivia Garcia, Liv, Aaliyah Sewell, Jayla Green, Jasmine Hugh. Until next week, everybody, thanks for listening, and go Birds.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Good job, girls.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.